we're new.
Yeah, I just listened
We
to
primarily
Gary
talk
Vee.
about.
I listened to Gary
I'm
Vee talk
sorry?
about making a podcast, and it
Gary
sounded like
Vee, you were just talking about that. Oh, my friend can talk to you about it.
You know Gary Vee?
Yeah. This one.
That guy's my idol. That guy's my hero.
Don't know.
You know who else is my hero? Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a protein shaker cup with Ric Flair's face on it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what do you know about Gary Vee?
Not much. I just started watching him on Joe Rogan, and they kind of.
Joe Rogan.
So that I've probably seen him then. Do you know that Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo started our gym? We train with 10th Planet
Oh,
under Eddie
that's
Bravo
so
and Joe Rogan.
cool.
We train under
Yeah.
the best 10th Planet
We're
sensei.
champions, man.
Number one
That's
pound
so
for pound
legit.
ranking, Giovanni Martinez. Do you know who that is?
Dang. Huh, hold on.
So how do you know about Joe Rogan?
What's up?
How do you know about Joe Rogan?
So, is this the one that Gary B talks about, like that will help share it like on social media for you and stuff?
Wait, Gary Vee talks about 10th Planet?
No, he talks about some kind of podcasting app that he thinks that a lot of people should try doing, like just because like
Oh, that's
you have a
who
basic nine
Gary
to
Vee and I
five, you
are
can
talking
still
about.
make people like that's gonna be interesting to somebody somewhere, Somebody in the world
Yeah,
is gonna
I
think
heard him
that.
talk on Instagram.
Oh, that's how you heard about this app?
That's
Anchor
how I
was
heard
through
about
Gary
it.
Vee. Oh, and then how did you hear about Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan.
Don't know. I just
What
started. I think I
factor?
just was looking up UFC stuff one day, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I was like,
You
man,
like UFC?
yeah. I think UFC is pretty cool.
Yeah, Ceci is trying to get into the
Yeah, I'm
UFC.
trying to get into the UFC. I just won my first fight with Naga. So
Dang.
I'm a grappling champ right now. Yeah, I've been doing it less than a year, so I'm excited.
Hey, do you have Instagram?
Don't have any social media right now. I kind of got tired of it. It was kind of being too much of a distraction. I'm trying to focus on God and going to school and doing something cool. I don't know.
That's good. That's good.
What's your religion?
Rather Catholic.
Oh, I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Roman
Me
Catholic.
too.
So, I don't know. I haven't really been the most.
Right now, my religion is jujitsu, though.
There
My
you
God
go.
is
There
God.
you go. Hey, man, y'all got.
I watch a lot of the Joe Rogan podcast. No lie. Like, I just keep up to date and see what's the new stuff he's talking about.
Yeah, no, he definitely is an inspiring guy. Like, just I liked his whole like story, like humble beginnings. Didn't really have too much of a crazy upbringing. Wasn't getting rich when he wasn't rich when he was born. And some of the things that he talks about, I feel like are really prolific and like sort of like stuff that I thought was really cool. Like, no great man was the son of a great man. So, I mean, my dad wasn't really that much of a intense person. He had his own gardening business, and he did enough. But
That's
so
good.
I just it just he like totally inspires me to listen to like those motivational speeches and stuff. So I guess that's why I started listening to Gary Vee more. Was I got really bad depression, and I've
Yeah,
tried.
me too. I suffer from it, man. If it wasn't for jiu-jitsu, I don't know
Yeah,
where I'd be right now.
for I've been hospitalized a few times, and I don't know. I want something better. I couldn't find my outlets through just getting drunk or getting high anymore. And so I started going to AA, did rehab for like not that long. I tried going to a 4 month or 5 month rehab, and I only stayed for like maybe 2 weeks. So I was just like, I'm cool. But now I'm staying with my aunt, and she's getting me to go more into church. And AA talks about finding a God that you understand, and that's kind of like my main thing is just like understanding God more and,
That's
staying away
good.
from the bad influences, staying away from the people that I know are gonna want me to go do crappy things with them or put them at risk. And yeah, just because I'm Catholic
That's
doesn't mean that I
good.
haven't
Do you
experienced why.
give back? Like, do you do anything for the community?
I'm trying to do
Like
more,
charity?
I'm trying to do more volunteer stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of volunteer work. You just feel good about it once you're done doing it, even if. Because you don't get anything in return besides happiness. You just get that feeling, and it's a really
Yeah,
good feeling.
that buzz, that good feeling inside. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do something. I'm living close to the border, so we're trying to do something for the people in Mexico, and one of the border
towns. Oh, so you're in Cali. We're in Cali.
Yeah.
We're in San Diego. Where you at?
I'm in, you probably never heard of it, Calipatria. It's close to Calexico. It's like the other side. So San Diego.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, San Diego's on the other side. And then Calipatria is like on the side close to Arizona, close to Yuma.
Wow, so you're Mexican?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you're indigenous, right?
Yeah. What is indigenous?
It's like the Native American from your country.
Nah, like I'm not. I didn't. My parents don't speak dialect. I've seen what you're talking about, but they're not. They're cool. Like they're really dope. Like the Native American.
Are you brown or light skinned?
I'm pretty brown, but I was light skinned. I'm pretty brown because I work in the field. So I got.
So you're light skinned.
Yeah.
You're just tanned.
Just got tanned, man. I got tanned. Tried to hide the scars. Tan.
I would say to like us on social media, but you don't have Instagram. You could favorite us if you can on here.
Sweet.
That way we can keep in contact with you, check up on you. You know, I suffer from depression too. So.
Yeah.
You know, he knows. Alistair knows. I've cried to him.
Manias.
Yeah, it'd be great if you could friend us. So if we ever go down to Mexico, you can warn us of the La Migra.
I'm not in Mexico. No, we're gonna go. My church is doing. They're gonna go feed the homeless in Mexico, and I'm supposed to volunteer in that. And I volunteered for a baptism recently, and that was pretty cool. That was pretty legit. That's
beautiful.
Yeah, when I was younger, we went to Tecate to help with the orphanages. Orphanages. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Orphan. Yeah. Something like that. But, yeah, I'm down to help the poor nowadays over down there in exchange for mota. But, again, I have to watch out for La Migra.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's everybody has got to do what they feel is best. But that's really cool. You guys train jiu-jitsu. I wanted to start training. I think that'd be really dope.
You should. You forget about all your problems.
Yeah, make sure you.
So lazy.
Make sure you're in San Diego.
No, he's in the Calip.
How far are you from Spring Valley?
Pretty far. I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty far. He's down. He's probably closer to San Diego.
Yeah.
How far are you from San Diego?
Oh, yesterday we were just in San Diego. It was 2 hours going and probably like an hour and a half coming back.
What? Come visit us, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, can you make that? Can you make that two-hour drive, four-hour round trip every day to?
I'm not sure right now. I need. I'm trying to stick to this religious stuff. It's really helping me a lot. Just deterring me from.
I'm saying jiu-jitsu. I'm gonna be that person who I never thought I would be. You know, I always hated people who try to force their religion on the others. But my religion of jiu-jitsu is the best.
I'm sure it is, man. No, I went to one class and I really loved it, but
you went to one class?
Yeah, before? I've gone to one class out there in Salinas. There's a gym over there. I forgot what it was called.
At 10th Planet?
No.
Oh, then you didn't have a real class.
Well, you can come to 10th Planet Oceanside or the one in San Diego, but we prefer Oceanside.
All right.
But if I have a fight, like if you favorite us and you keep in contact,
if you have a fight, I'll definitely be down to go support, man.
Yeah, sure. Come through and be like, I'm gonna be the next UFC.
Next Ronda Rousey.
Come meet. Yeah, come meet. You know, Ronda Rousey made one of our coaches' career. You know, Liz Carmouche. She actually lost to Ronda Rousey, but Ronda Rousey made her. You know,
did you watch her interview? I just like it because I liked her interview. I haven't watched.
I watched
her interview with Joe Rogan, and I was like, man, this person's so chill. She literally ran away from home, I think, when she was, like, 16 because she believed so much in her UFC dream. And it's like, how many 16-year-olds are going to be like, nah, man, I'm cool. Just, that's what, you know, going to prom.
I'm running away to San Diego with Alistair and Sissy.
Hey, man, if you guys got a place for me to sleep, I'll probably go.
I'll take you in.
All right. I'm going to like you guys.
Put my name down as a referral, though.
No, he's my referral.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in pretty good shape. I wanted to go to the military and stuff most of my life, so I've worked out, and I got bullied a lot in school.
You should do it.
I was moving around, and what was I going to say? But I can't go because of the hospitalizations and
Oh,
stuff.
yeah, because of the depression. Yeah, you'll get
Yeah.
disqualified right away.
They're
Yeah.
like, nah. I looked it up and I was like crying. I also have a record and stuff. It's not nothing serious, but a lot of misdemeanors. So that like most jobs, I feel like you're gonna be like, if they do serious, I'm either looking at trying to find a career, like something I want to stay in for a long time, or.
So go. What you need to do is what I did because I have a record and everything, and I was trying to get into the military. They already gave me the yes, but they want me to get my degree. But what I did is I started studying criminal justice, and if you work at a bail bondsman, it can open up a job as a bounty hunter, because people that
Ooh.
are yeah. So you could do that, you know, and you're right by the border. Like they'll hire you quick.
Right, bail bondsman.
Yeah, so you go in as admin bail bonds. You know, bail bondsman, and then they'll offer you the job like, hey, any new hires, if you want to go and do the bounty hunter stuff with us, and you just go, hey, you're in there.
So
Once
actually, you
you
do.
get anything long, transition into military, you can do that afterward, you know. Reserve, you can do one weekend the whole month, and then you leave 2 weeks in the summer. It's easy, skate, and then boom, you get your benefits, you're good to go.
Yeah, I just got probation until the end of this year, and then hopefully I can get my record expunged. Hopefully, I'm really hoping because I violated a lot, so I think a judge is gonna need a little bit of like seeing me do good. Like if I would have completed a rehab, I think that would have made a lot of difference because most of my crimes had to do with drugs or being high and just doing like stuff that wasn't legal. And so, I mean, most of it's just like petty crap, like graffiti. Stupid stuff. But yeah, most of it was just because I wasn't on point and I just messed up. Made my mom cry a lot. My mom coming to see me in juvie in jail was like pretty intense for me. You know, my mom was the person that raised me, so I kind of feel like I owe her a lot. I definitely feel like I owe her a lot because, you know, women go through a lot of pain in order for us to come out of their bodies, and I just gotta man up, nut up. Stay straight, stay on the straight and narrow, and hopefully go train with you guys on some jiu-jitsu, man. That'd be tight. Go learn how to knock people's heads off. That was it.